So what we'd like to do is take you on a meditation now. So get yourself into a comfortable position. In this meditation, we are going to take you to level 1, 2, accessing level 3, 4, 5. We're going to do a shift, a change, into freedom. In order to prepare yourself for it, you get a position that's comfortable, in which you can stay still the longest. And hopefully you get in a position where you won't just doze off. But no, if you do doze off, you know, you'll get something and you can always listen to it again. Close your eyes. Draw a curtain around you, a curtain of calming, soothing darkness. It might be even have good to maybe reduce the light that you're in, but it doesn't matter. Just in your mind, make it quieter, more still. A sense of gentle, supportive darkness. Like you feel after a really beautiful, wonderful day, and it's twilight and you watch the night come in. It's so pleasant. Just let yourself relax. And do some relaxation breath just to get yourself into parasympathetic mode, the rest, the level of perception, the level of calm, the level of healing. And so you just breathe in like normally, and then when you breathe out, you just let it go. No sound. You don't have to hiss it out. Don't have to push it out. But you breathe in and just let it drop. You may find that your chest drops, your belly drops, even maybe your shoulders drop just a little bit. And you just feel the sense of drop in your exhale. And you do several of these in a row, and you notice that when you exhale, that there's a sense of relaxation that moves through your body. It moves maybe from the top down. From your lungs, it just moves down, your legs, your arms. Just feel the relaxation. Just in your mind, relax the muscles of your face. Relax your back and your neck, just to the point where you don't fall over. Be as balanced as you can. And just let it relax. There you go. Relaxing. And what we're going to do is we're going to take you down into deep levels of yourself. So come with us. Let yourself sense, even though you're awake and you're aware. Find a focus point. Where is your consciousness coming from? Just seek the origin, the source of your awareness. And then let yourself just pay attention. Stay awake, pay attention. And then let your whole energy field just begin to drift. Holding a point of attention, drifting. Drifting, it's as if you're just gently floating, floating. And let yourself float. And after a while, you notice that you're floating through a starry sky. It may be daytime. The sky is blue and the stars are sparkling. That's odd. Or it may that you're in this nice warm color where light comes through your eyelids, this nice kind of orangey warm color. And but it's nice and orangey and warm and you see stars. Or it could be very, very black, very dark at night. Like when you look out from a remote location, away from city lights, and you can see the Milky Way on a clear night. But there's stars all around you. Dear one, let yourself feel safe. Feel safe. Because these stars that are around you and this drifting that you're doing is that you're drifting amongst your friends. These stars, these points of light, are those who love you, who have come to be with you, to support you, to witness you. They're here for you. They're shimmering for you. They're your family, your true family, your spiritual family. There are other members of the evolutionary group we call the Society of Dreamers, those like you who have come of higher consciousness to make your leap into the new world and the new reality and to your godhood. They are here too. These beautiful stars all surrounding you, feel safe, dear one. You are so loved. You are so cherished. You are so precious. They love you. They support you. They know you. They know who you are because they see you by your light. Feel safe. So safe. Loved and safe. And we're going to count down. We're going to make a counting down. We're going to count down from 7 down to 1. We're going to take you down some levels. Just follow us, it's safe. Gently down. All these stars sparkling are kind of coming with you. And you can feel a sense of descent, comfortable, relaxing. 7. 6. You sense yourself going deeper inside you, deeper into the universe. 6. 5. Feeling so safe, so loved, letting yourself drop deeper. 4. Drifting down. 3. 2. You're almost there. And 1. Just in your mind, just somehow or another, you're in a space. Just let your feet touch something. You can't see. You can't see anything. You don't see the stars anymore. It's just a soft energy surrounding you, and you're standing on something. And a kind of the haze just clears a bit, and then you realize you're standing on a step. It's a long step, maybe 20 feet long or wide, however you see it. And there's stairs going down, and stairs going up. And gradually, as the mist that you've been in clears, you see stairs just going up and up and disappearing into nothing, and seeing stairs going down, 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 disappearing into nothing. And you go and walk to the center of the step, looking down, and you turn and look up. One of these steps is where you will go that is the correct vibratory depth level of your beliefs you wish to change. Is it higher? Is it lower? The weight or the significance of the belief you want to change may have some bearing on it, or it may not. But saints, which direction is the step that is in alignment specifically with the frequency of what you wish to change? And knowing that, then step up, step down, whatever direction you go. And just step and step and step. Maybe you showed up at the right step. If so, just stay there. Maybe it's just the next step down and the next step up, and then you can just stay there. But maybe it's way down there or way up there. Go now to that step. You may go quickly, you may go slowly. But if you haven't gotten there yet, you're just about there. You're coming to it now. And now step onto and be on the correct step, the correct frequency level, the correct vibratory place for you. And it still looks like the steps go down into infinity and go up to infinity, and here you are standing on your step. And whatever direction you're looking, whether you're looking down or you're looking up, go to the left. Go to the end of the step. Now, these steps may have been made of stone, wood, or concrete. But at the end of the step, on the side of the stairs, at your particular step, you see a door. You see there's a wall. Oh, you see a door. Well, you're a pretty bold, courageous person. You've come to do some spiritual change work. You reach for the door. It opens right away. Oh, good. All right. You walk through. You enter a corridor. How it's lit, you don't know. But you can see that there's an end of not that many feet away, 20 feet, maybe a little more. There's another door. To walk there. Come to this other door. But somehow this door feels a bit more forbidding. This feels a little bit riskier. What's behind this door? Ooh, maybe there's something you don't want to see or feel or experience. There's the unknown behind that. It's dark. So you stand there and you think, okay, well, I came here to change something. I came here to lift from a limited place to an expanded place. I choose to do this. And I choose, as a powerful being of light, I choose to do this. And with that, you open the door and you walk through. At first, it's pretty gloomy. It seems to be an underground grotto or cave. It seems to be a ritual place because it seems like there are a circular, big, big circular room. It's kind of dim. There seems to be torches on the wall. You can just kind of make it out. It's kind of like an auditorium that goes down to the middle, and there's a circular place there, and in the middle is an altar. The door shuts behind you and startles you, and you hear it lock. That gives you a little bit of the creeps. Gee, you feel a little insecure now. I feel alone, you think. What if, you know, I'm stuck here? You know, nobody knows I'm here. But as you stand there, you realize that your eyes are getting used to the light and you're seeing it. There's the altar in the center, some space around it. And then there's like stages, as if they're seating around the sides, going up like a hillside on all sides of stone, and walls behind going up, very high ceiling. And then you notice that the stones, that are the different levels of stones, have writing in them. And you squint to see what's written in all these stones. And you notice that their beliefs are written in there. And you laugh, oh yes, those beliefs that are written in stone. You go look around, and one of them seems to be a little brighter than the others. Up there. Oh, and you kind of squint at it. Oh yeah, oh, that's the one I came to change. That's my level one social belief I came to change. There it is. It's in my room, in my grotto, in my healing sacred space of belief change. So you climb up to it. And you come to it and you see it written out pretty much in the same format as you had have just decided before this ritual. There it is. There's your limiting belief. Oh, my. And you reach out and you touch it. And you feel the energy of it. You feel its energy of restriction in you. You feel the impact that this limiting belief has had on you. There may be a temperature shift. It may be hot or it may be really cold. You can feel the constriction. You can feel it from your whole personal history, how this particular belief has limited you. Your fingers feel the carved words, each letter. You feel it through. And each stone is defined. It's like an individual stone. And so you reach around it and grab it, but it doesn't let go. It's pretty tough. It's pretty hard. It doesn't budge. What are you going to do? How do I shift this? How do I change this? It's written in stone, and it's not budging. And then it occurs to you, well, I can ask for help. So you stand up and face the center of the room down below you. You extend your arms, and you ask, spiritual team, I call you to be with me. You don't have to be alone. Your spiritual team can be here too. And here they come. It's like beings of light. It's like those stars become people. Now, your spiritual team may not have more than about 10 members, or it could have 50. Your higher self is there, soul and spirit, guardians, friends. And they come and they stand around the sides of the room. They just kind of appear like they're walking out of the wall and there they are, or they descend, or but they surround you in the room. And you feel such an energy of support, such an energy of caring and help. And so you turn back to this belief, this level one belief that's there. And you feel about it and you think about it, the history of it, where it started, what it does to you, what's the impact of it. And you recognize that at some point, whether unconsciously or consciously, you chose this belief. You picked it up from your culture, you decided to own it yourself. But you recognize that since you chose it in some way or another, you accepted it, you took it upon yourself, it enabled you to feel a boundary then that you found was useful, give you a perspective and orientation. So it was useful when you first got it. You thought that helped you figure out the rules of life, figure out what to do. But you don't belong there anymore. You're not that person anymore. And since you chose it, since you accepted it, since you used it, it's a strategy. You can change it too. Which self learned this belief? Was it your child or adolescent or young adult that you learned this particular limiting belief? You hear a sound, you hear something behind you, you turn. And there it is, the you, the self, that chose that belief, accepted that belief, that lived according to that belief for the first time. Whether it's a child, adolescent, or young adult, or maybe even a little bit later, a little older. And you see this self, and the self stands there. And you feel for this self. They experienced a benefit when they first took it. They thought that made sense. It helped them clarify their reality. But they've been left behind with it. They're stuck in the past with it. And when you feel limited by it, you go right back to this self. You feel yourself right back there again in that limitation. So you have tremendous empathy and compassion for the self. You know what that felt like back then when it was most keen, most painfully limiting. And all the experiences you've had with that limitation since, when you kind of went back to that same emotional place. You go up to this self, or down to the self, wherever it is. And you tell that self, you're going to change. I'm going to change this belief. Thank you for, finding it to help me, but it's not helping me anymore, and I'm going to change it. That self may look a little distressed. Well, what am I going to do? If I don't have that belief, what is going to happen? And you can say, look, I'm the adult. I'm going to be the one changing the belief. You don't have to change the belief, but you can have a good time. I want you to have fun. I want you to enjoy your life. And let me go find a new expansive belief, and it's for you as well as for me. Together, it's part of our destiny. You'll be okay. You don't have to do it. I'll do it. Feel love for this self. Tell the self, I love you. It's really fine. I understand why you chose this. And please forgive me for having held on to it so long and kept us both limited. And I forgive you for choosing something that would ultimately be limiting, and it wasn't at the time. So you hold this one, you hug them. And they relax into your arms because it's good for them to have the pressure taken off. They've been trying to take care of you all this time. They've been trying to remind you, oh my gosh, you have to stay within the boundaries of this rule, of this limit, of this belief. And you forgive yourself for holding on to it. You forgive that younger self for calling you back to it every time. And there's some love exchange. Feel some heart love back and forth. It's relief for you both. And a beautiful angelic being walks up to you, and you hand over this younger self to that angelic being, who puts an arm around that one's shoulder, and with a wave goodbye, they turn and go to a happy, happy, beautiful, loving place. Ah, you say, oh, good. Ah, you feel so much better. And then you hear another one come. And you look around in another direction. And here's another younger you. And this is the you of level two. This is the core shamed one. This is the one that was rejected. This was the one that was hurt. This was the one that was judged. This is the one who feels insufficient, who feels stupid, who feels inadequate, who feels not enough. And this self comes head kind of down in shame. You go to this one. And you do the same thing. You realize, oh my gosh, you know, I assumed that because my reality was the way it was and it wasn't really working that well, that it was because I was flawed, I was deficient, I was a bad person. I just wasn't good enough. I wasn't smart enough. I didn't matter. I didn't count. I wasn't significant enough. And you hold this one, you put your arms around it, and it's hurting. This one is hurting, this one is shut down and sad. And you feel some sadness, and you feel love and compassion. This is the one that you had run from, that you've hid, that you've covered up, that you've pretended you weren't, that you avoided at all costs. This is the wounded one. Love this one now. This one didn't know any better what to choose. Well, all the messages they got was that this was obviously who they were. Who they were because of their family or because of their culture or their race or their gender or just because they were insufficient and that their reality proved such to them and that by taking that made sense. All reality then, okay, it makes sense because obviously it's not going to work for me because I am flawed. I am not enough. So, hold this one, love this one, forgive this one. Forgive yourself for not having healed this one, for having tried to abandon this one, for trying to run away from them, to ignore them, to pretend they didn't exist. all the while holding the hurt inside. Forgive yourself. You did the best you could to survive, to thrive. They did the best they could by choosing these. Let yourself feel the depth of soul, of who you are, down beneath that, down beneath that pain, but not down beneath that limitation, way down underneath there. There is a soul shining brightly. There is a light, a glorious divine light hiding underneath there. Just sense that. Just sense the spark that you are down underneath. The ground of being that's down there, all covered up in the shame and the pain. Forgive it. Forgive yourself. Know that it's going to be healed because another angelic being has come to take that one away to a happy life, to a free life, to a life of love and safety. You don't have to heal it right now. Let the divine heal it. Because the shame is not healed. You just can't say goodbye, shame. Both these younger selves are going to go and bask in the love of the divine, in safety and love and protection, with lots of support, healing, and rejuvenation. They're going to replenish their soul and spirit. So you say goodbye with love, and they go as well. You give them to the team, and you realize you've held on to this for so long. You ask for the release of your shame, the release of your holding on, for forgiveness for what you have done for yourself, to yourself, holding on for so long. The guilt and the judgment that you've given yourself over it. Just let your team love you right now. Let yourself forgive yourself. Let yourself be forgiven. And feel a damp mist, just a wonderful damp mist, water, just a sense of wetness, of moisture, pleasant mist. And this mist moves through you, and it lifts out of you all your guilt. It lifts out of you your self-judgment. God, Goddess, all that is, lifts out shame and pain. Let it go. Give it up. And you feel lighter, clearer, freer. And now, choose in your power to release this belief, this level one belief. Witnessed by your team, you state this belief, the limiting negative belief. You state the belief, this belief, and you state it now. I choose to end this belief. I choose to break this belief. I choose to close this belief. I choose to revoke this belief, rescind, recant, clear, and destroy this old limiting belief. And being clear, for this time forth, it shall be gone, done. And I also clear all other levels of this, from my genetics, from other lifetimes, and any vows that hold this belief in place, any choices from other lifetimes, plus all scenarios and patterns resulting from holding this belief. I now renounce this belief I close this belief, I end this belief from this point forth. And you say this, and you feel your power of choice, witnessed by your team, witnessed by the divine. Now you grab hold of the stone, and now it lifts easily. You pick it up. It is lightweight. Amazing. You go to the altar and you lift it up high and you say, no, 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 no more. And you throw it onto the altar and it breaks into many pieces. No, 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 you say to this belief. You state the belief, no, no, no. You state the belief, no, no, no. Your team comes and helps. You pick up some of the chunks and throw it onto the altar until all the chunks are pretty much down and there's a lot of dust. And just say no, no, no. Keep saying no, 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 no. Release all this energy out of you. Release the pain of the past out of you. Finally, you say no a last time. It's like you've exercised at the gym or something. Woof, you feel a little tired. You stand at the altar and dust, stand on the dust. State your new belief now. The new social belief, the new belief level one that you want to choose. The one you want to use. The one that will be your truth for now. An expanded belief in alignment with your divine nature. State that belief now. And state what this belief will bring you. The success, the love, the healing. And now state the new core belief. The new core belief of you being enough now. And the reality that you will experience, the future. Say a little bit about the future. The future is going to be like this. Because I am now enough. I now know I am enough. Say a few words to your team about this future. What it is you want, and feel it, see it happening. Then state the new belief again, level one, state the core belief again, the positive core belief, and then say yes, very strongly, yes, yes, yes. And your team smiles and they lift their fists and they say yes, yes, yes. And the two of you, you and your team start chanting, yes, yes, yes. And you continue chanting, yes, yes, yes. And as that happens, light begins to glow in the dust. Light glows in the dust all over the altar, on the floor, under your feet. Light glows where all this dust was, and the stones and the rocks and so on. The light glows in there. You keep repeating, yes, yes. And it becomes fire. Flames are coming out, and their flames are coming up your legs. But it doesn't burn, it doesn't destroy, it's purifying. So the fire comes through your feet, up through you, and into a column of fire as they all chant, yes, yes, and you're saying, yes, yes. And as the fire surrounds you, let go of all your programs. You don't need to delineate them, you just say, programs be gone. All the limiting programs be gone. All the emotions around the old beliefs, all the old stuff, I'm letting it go. It be gone, be gone, be gone. Yes, yes, yes to the new belief. Yes, yes. And as you do that, you see yourself letting go of the ego facade, letting go of all the rationale. Claim the new belief. I claim and own this new belief. with its new luminous core belief and all levels and lifetimes all in alignment with my divine nature as being natural and normal for me. From this time henceforth, this will be truer for me. So be it. And yes, yes, yes. And they all chant with you, yes, yes, yes. And as this happens in the light, you're in the light, the fire turns into light, and the team lifts all of this from you, and all of it comes out of the fire, lifting, lifting, lifting. All of the old stuff comes out of you, and all of the new stuff gets embedded into you, comes and implants into you, until you begin to, every cell of your body is feeding on this new light, on this new energy, coming into every cell, coming into reprogramming, to putting in the new belief, the new core belief, the new social belief, the new impact, the new life, the new way. New spin on your memories, new perspectives, new boundaries, expanded boundaries, new freedom. Feel the release, feel the relief, feel the freedom, feel the power, feel the expansion, feel the light. Feel yourself freed, feel yourself changed, healed. Feel yourself lifting. Feel yourself lifting in the light. All you can see is the light. You're feeling free. You're lifting up in the light. Lifting up, up, up. Floating up, up, up in this incredible light. Feeling freer and freer and lighter and lighter. And then you sense yourself standing on something in the light, something solid, at a new level. A new place. The light fades away, but it's a beautiful place. You're standing high on a mountaintop. Perfect weather, beautiful world spread out before you. You're huge, you're brilliant, you're expanding. This is your world now. You and your destiny, you and your world. And you see coming to you, down beneath you, in the distance, you see a giant figure. A figure who is as tall as the mountain you stand upon. Walking through the valleys, walking through the mountains and forests to you, standing before you. Powerful, amazing, amazing giant being. Fire in the eyes, brilliant. This is the collective. This is the world personified, the beliefs of the world, the mind talk of the world. This is the thought forms, the feelings, everything, the whole kitten caboodle. This is everything. And this is the one who is putting it into coherence. This is the world coherence. What is the world? The society, all the humans, all the plants, animals, everybody is in here, in this consciousness. All the people who are, all the spiritual masters, all those who are at the lowest levels, all of them are there. Everything is there. This is the egregor. The egregor receives energy from the collective and builds a sense of mainstream consensus reality stronger and stronger by holding all these frequencies, maintaining the balance. Give your new belief, give your new, the result of this belief, the new programs, the new, your new core, your new programs, your sense of your greater self. Give this to the egregor. Say, here, my contribution to the world, to you. Please accept these. And you give the egregor something. Maybe it is like a ball of light. Maybe it's like some kind of just a gift appears floating to the egregor. The egregor takes it in its hands. This light that you send is the light of the world as you have dreamed it, as you dream the world with this new belief, the world with this new core belief. What if everyone had your new core belief of being enough? What if everyone could hold a new positive belief about success, love, money, healing? What if everybody had that? Here it is, all in one place. You gift it to the egregor, who takes this brilliant thing, this beautiful thing. It is an object of beauty of some sort. It has a beauty to it. Because your vision, the greater, the more divine, the more light your vision, the more beautiful it is. The egregor takes it, accepts it. The egregor lifts it up, looks at it, nods approval. All right, I'll take it. And promptly puts it into their chest. It gets absorbed into the whole collective. The egregor looks more luminous. There's a template in there. There's a dream in there, your dream. And you say, I claim this new, wondrous, magical, and glorious reality. So be it. It is so, with harm to none and joy to all. And so it is. The egregor then sparks the whole collective force field. And sparkles of light just spray everywhere, surrounding you. And the stars, you're again in the stars. There are all your friends, your witnesses, the ones who love you and cherish you. The stars surround you, and the stars are with you. You are free. You are free. You feel gratitude. You feel love. You are free. Hold this feeling, hold this resonance now. Feel it. Own it. It's yours now. From this point forth. And now let yourself begin to drift in the starry sky, safe, loved, and more luminous than ever. And then you find yourself coming back into your body, bringing this expanded light with you, back into the self that's sitting on the chair or leaning against the sofa or wherever you are, coming back into time, space, into the now, back into 3D, bringing this whole 5D, 6D, 7D energy into 3D now. Bring it back with you. Bring this new self back into this body of yours. Let this new energy inform your body of these changes. It's going to take at least 24 hours for this informational exchange to take place, but begin it now. Inform the body to heal to be at a different frequency, at the higher frequency now, to be at the freer frequency, the lighter frequency. Bring it into your body, anchor it in. It comes all the way into your body, through your feet, to your toes, through your fingertips, to the top of your head, filling in your whole body now. Bringing in a sense of luminosity. And now let yourself open your eyes. Come back to your awareness, bringing this new level of awareness with you. Let yourself feel a state of freedom. If your ego mind jumps in and says, just say, No, I claim this. I own this. I have done this. It is so now. And you know that you're just going to have to reinforce it through the days ahead. Just to keep on top of it a little bit. Not to worry, just stay on top of it. Keep feeling the new choice every day. Just feel it in one moon cycle. 28 days. Feeling it every day. Full installation can be. Expand your self-image sometime during the next week or so. If you don't know how to do that, then just refer to our seminar on expanding your self-image. But keep expanding your self-image. You're taking a big leap here. And it may be more than you know. Let yourself receive the benefits now of this. Let yourself go forth in your life and expect that things will be different. And if they are not, then you say, No. I chose this new belief and this new state of being. I chose this new alignment. I chose this new life. And that's how I'm going to feel. I'm going to feel that I'm there. I'm not going to go back into my younger self and feel the limitation and feel the worry, feel the fear, feel the anger, feel the rage. Nope. I'm going to feel this love. I'm going to feel this freedom. I'm going to keep choosing it. So subconscious mind, the one who likes to repeat patterns, I'm giving you notice now, the new pattern. I'm going to choose a new pattern. The new pattern is it. You need to get to this new pattern. And here it is. I'm giving you the energies. I've told you about it. I can repeat it. Okay, this is the new place I'm going. So subconscious, pick that up. Put it in your hopper and let's get it automatic now. The new normal. This is natural and normal for me from this point forth. And with that resolve, let yourself go and celebrate somehow. Do something fun for yourself. Do something pleasant for yourself. Not self-indulgent, but maybe self-supportive. Self-nurturing, perhaps. Self-caring. Self-honoring. It has been our pleasure to work with you today. We love seeing you so luminous and ready for a new adventure. And we wish to work with you, if you would like that, to continue that. So when you go to bed at night, call us in, float through the starry sky, and let us be some of those stars coming together into a ball of stars that sends light around you, shimmering and sparkling, and supporting your choices, supporting your expansion, supporting you on your path. You are worth it. You deserve it. You are divine. It is our honor to support you in any way that we can. So feel free to call upon us anytime. But at night, we love to work with you while you sleep, to lift from you limitations, to give you sparkly dreams, perhaps, so that when you wake up in the morning, you're at a higher frequency, a higher resonance, ready to start your day. All right, dear ones, go forth and have a wonderful time. We surround you with our light and, as always, our love. Farewell.